what about the 1, 2, 3, 4?
Oops.
1, 2, 3, 4. That's what we usually do, Ben. We'll do it next time.
The Spoils of Akron Podcast.
Hold it out. Hold it out.
I'm done. Hey, what's your name?
I'm Ryan. What's your name?
I'm trapped in my guitar.
You're having some hard time there, aren't you? All right, I'm going to carry the show while Ben smacks stuff with his guitar. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you and welcome. Well, thank you.
I'm Ben.
Thank you for listening. Oh, that's Ben over there. And as always, we got Chris. Chris, say hello.
Hello.
Chris is around the board for us. We are back with another episode of Soap. This time, it's just Ben and I in studio. We're going to have a really awesome guest next week. We'll announce him towards the end of the show. But let's get into this. So, Ben, you said you had some corrections you wanted to say about last week. Something about how you were wrong for the first time or something.
For the really bad. First time ever.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first time Mr. Ben Arrington's going to have a correction against himself. They're still messing with his mic, so I'm just talking.
No, it's fine.
But here's the thing. Usually all the corrections are about me and how bad I mess
up. That's not true.
They are. Go back and look at all of them. I didn't. But I can tell you right now, most of them were my fault. So this right now is the first ever correction for Mr. Ben Arrington.
Okay, so we were trying to remember... We were trying to figure out why the Goonies are called the Goonies,
mm-hmm.
and you said it was because they're from the Goondocks.
Yeah.
And I thought that was silly because I thought it was a mispronunciation of Boondocks,
mm-hmm.
and I was making fun of you for it.
Yeah, you were.
And I apologize, Ryan, because you were right.
I was, wasn't I?
It is because they're from a place called the Goondocks. Goondocks. It's actually two words. I named the episode one word, Goondocks.
That's okay.
But it's actually two words, according to Wikipedia.
So what is the Goondocks? What did you learn from Wikipedia?
I didn't really look into it that much.
No?
No, not really.
You just looked
I mean, they live by water, right?
Right.
So it's just docks that are goony.
I don't think that's why. I think it's actually... I don't know, and I'm not going to make anything up because I don't want this correction to come back on me.
Hey, we'll have something to talk about next week.
Dang it. But, that's... The one correction we had last week, we want to thank you for everybody for listening to last week's episode. Mr. Rex Road, Mr. Benjamin, the guy with the best beard in the world, he said he had such an amazing time. We're going to give him an open invitation. He can come back whenever he wants.
Yeah,
we love that guy. He's just so great to talk to. We did have some little technical problems last week. I heard a couple comments on Facebook that it was hard to hear the episode. Don't worry, we're working that out. We got Chris over here, and he knows what he's doing. So hopefully next time when he comes on, you'll be able to hear him all the time. Apparently what it was is I was really loud, and they could barely hear him.
Yeah.
But usually I'm just really loud anyways.
Right.
So
yeah, we are well aware.
Thanks.
Nah, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
No, it's okay.
Are you hurt?
A little bit.
Do you need to take a break?
You know, I'm going to sit over here. You just go ahead.
All right. So this is the Spoils of Akron podcast. I am Ben.
I'm Ryan again.
I'm just kidding. So let's see. What did we last Saturday?
Yes.
Which this episode is coming out on Monday. So
yes.
This Saturday, the
it was last Saturday.
Second?
It was actually the day we recorded. I think it was the second.
Okay.
No,
it was the fourth.
It was one of those numbers. We went on the Akron Art Walk. We walked around for the first time. Neither of us had ever been to it, and we went around and we met some interesting people. I bought some crafty stuff. You bought a cinnamon roll.
It was so good.
And we just checked out. I mean, it was so cool. I didn't know that Akron has glass blowing 2 minutes away from downtown.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And a guy I went to high school with is
working
there.
Yeah, he works there.
Yeah, Sebastian.
Uh-huh. I didn't know that we had next to the glass blowing was an entire, wine and, really expensive, jazz art. Remember there was a bass player? There was a stand-up bass player? What am I thinking? What is that? But do you remember where it was? We walked in and you went, do you want to walk around? I said, no, I don't want to break anything. And we walked out. And they were selling.
I don't remember.
We got off the trolley when, at the bottom of the hill when we got off the trolley.
Oh, that, yeah, that's right. With with it was like jewelry and stuff, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but it was way too expensive.
Yeah,
and
we were underdressed.
We totally we at some point we thought we walked in on a private party. Everybody's in like cocktail
dresses.
That was
that was at the Corkscrew. Where no, there were a few other people that were dressed like us.
We walked around. It was fun.
And we saw a movie at the Nightlight. First time we both saw a movie at the Nightlight.
We've been there before. I think we went during either they were showing a movie or it was during closing hours or something because nobody was there.
Yeah.
But we went and we saw It Follows.
Yes.
yeah, we saw that movie.
We have differing opinions, I guess. I thought it was fun. It was a fun movie.
Well, okay, let's just tell everybody right now. We're going to get into some spoilers.
Okay.
I'm not going to try to sit here and talk about everything that happened in the movie, but just a couple things. I mean, if you saw the trailer, you know that something follows her. And if you know the title, It Follows, you know something's following the main character the entire time.
What?
Yeah, what?
But yeah, we'll put in the description, if you don't want to hear our spoilers, we'll put in a time stamp of, you know, what time to skip ahead to, so you know when we're done talking about the movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Ben,
if you're really interested in seeing the movie, because Chris hasn't seen the movie, and I know he's been kind of interested in seeing it, but you said you don't care about spoilers.
No, go ahead. Spoil
okay.
So Ben, why don't you talk about it? Give him a little plot summary, just like basically what happens.
Okay. So basically, It Follows is about this girl who has a sexual encounter with her boyfriend, I guess. And gosh, something starts following her.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it sort of goes down the path. So one person has sex with someone else, and then the thing that's following them gets passed to the next person.
Yes.
And it's weird because the thing that's following them, it's trying to kill them.
Yes.
But it walks in like a straight line.
Yeah.
Or as straight as possible it can.
Yeah, it walks. That's the one thing I didn't get. At certain points, you would just see it like walking in the schoolyard. And
which
like,
I think was pretty cool.
I thought it was cool, but I was like, did it walk through the building? Like, it wasn't. Well, there wasn't a door. So is it always walking, or does it just appear and start walking?
I don't know. I don't like to analyze that so much.
I don't know. That
I would say, because it's just invisible, right? Unless
yeah, that's what
unless
it was.
You had the sexual encounter.
That's what it was. It wasn't that it wasn't there. It other people could touch it.
Yeah.
They threw a blanket over it at some point, and it was just a blanket floating around. It wasn't that it was only in the main character's head. Her name was the main character's name is Jamie, I think it was.
I don't remember.
I'll pull it up right here. It was Jay, actually. Played by...
Oh, that's right. Micah Monroe?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was all about teenagers and stuff.
Mm-hmm. College students. They're like college, right?
You think so?
I thought...
That's one of the main problems I had with the movie, Ben.
Was that it was about...
I didn't know how old they were. And that we were... Well, and it was all about sex and stuff. I felt... I didn't know how old they were.
I think... I don't know.
I don't know either.
I felt like they were in a college class, so.
I don't know.
The whole time I was sitting there, I was like, they're probably high schoolers.
I would hope they didn't make a movie about underage kids having sex. But I'm serious. Well, those
happen.
I know
those
happen.
There's plenty of movies about teenagers having sex.
Okay. I don't like watching those.
Yeah.
It just makes me feel icky and gross. But I'm not saying... That's the one thing about this movie I wasn't 100% sure about. I didn't know how old the kids were.
Okay. Well, there's no like nudity of the actual kids.
No. Nothing like that. Like, I mean, it's just like dry humping under a blanket or whatever. That's what they were doing.
Yeah, but there is nudity in the film.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, the thing that's following them is it takes the shape of anybody. It could be
anybody.
And it
had a few recurring ones. Like, remember the giant tall guy that kept showing up?
I think that, yeah, a few times.
And then the little kid, creepy kid. And, I mean, it had some really cool jump scares. Mm-hmm. Let's get into this first. Do you like scary horror movies? Did you grow up with them?
I didn't grow up watching a lot of scary movies. But I like them when they're a little bit tasteful, you know?
Ooh, okay.
Like, not just like gore and violence.
Like
and
the
stuff.
Saw movies.
Yeah, and I've never seen any of those. I don't care
for those.
I watched
them. because they are, it's like a soap opera. Mm-hmm. All those movies connect with each other, and I won't watch them again. It was just way too much.
Well, it's interesting. The guy who made the first one, James Wan.
He did Fast and the Furious 7.
Yeah, but he also did Insidious.
Yep.
And The Conjuring. Mm-hmm. And I liked both of those movies. Yeah. They were both, I mean, not like a bunch of gratuitous violence or anything like that.
Yeah, the first one is by far, in the Saw movies, the first one is by far the best. Mm-hmm. And then they just kind of...
Well, it's just like torture porn.
That's,
you know,
all it was. It was just blood for blood's sake. It was just gore for let's see what crazy things we can think up for this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really like it. But anyways.
And then there's Cabin in the Woods, which we talked about a little bit before we started recording.
I want to see that. I haven't seen it. I know it's Joss Whedon. I've been told it's amazing. Mm-hmm. But it's more of, I don't want to say a spoof, but it's more of it makes fun of itself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The sort of self-referential, self-aware. Mm-hmm. Chris described it as, it's kind of like Scream. I like Scream.
Okay.
That's have you seen Scream?
Nope.
That's sort of the same thing, but
isn't there like 8 of those movies?
I think there's, what, 5, 4?
Something like
5?
That.
I don't know. But yeah, the first one was like that, where it was like a self-aware horror movie. It was sort of making fun of all the tropes. But that's the thing about scary movies, is that they get less and less scary. Like, if you go back and you watch like a scary Alfred Hitchcock movie,
What are you talking about? Have you ever seen The Shining?
Yeah, but even that, I mean, I didn't get that scared watching The Shining.
I peed my pants.
But if you go back and watch like Psycho or The Birds, that's not scary at all anymore.
No, that's true. But that is true. I mean, some movies are still scary. Have you ever seen, The Exorcist?
No.
That's what I mean. No, some of those movies still. I haven't seen them, but I've been told some of those movies, a lot of people won't watch them because they're just so scary.
Yeah.
What was the first scary movie you watched?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I didn't really get into scary. I'm not like really into scary movies.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't even remember.
I think.
Scary Movie 2. Yeah, it doesn't count.
I think if you would count it as that, I would say Alien, the first one. And it's not more, it's a little more thriller, where it's just the one alien trying to find him in the ship. That was a scary movie. But I watched that when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, getting back to It Follows, what about it did you really like?
It was fun. You know,
explain yourself. What does that mean?
Defend yourself.
I'm joking.
Yeah. Like I was saying, you know, they have to keep thinking of ways to, you know, scare people. And I know you didn't like that they had a lot of those build-up moments, you know?
No. I like build-up moments. I like when the music swells and it goes, and then something jumps out and scares you. Mm-hmm. I like that if it pays off.
But they can't do that anymore because that's not scary.
You don't think so?
If you build up to something and something like pops out, like people expect that. But now what they do is they build up and then nothing happens and then it's quiet and then something happens.
I know. I don't know. It had a bunch of moments like that.
But then people are going to start expecting that, you know? So
it's going to go back to the other way.
Well, they gotta keep thinking of ways to scare people.
I liked the idea. I liked the idea that something was and it was making fun of like 80s horror movies where the killer, the guy with the machete, is walking after you and you're running away as fast as possible.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, and he still catches up to you.
Yeah.
No matter how fast you run, the monster will catch up to you. And that's what they were playing off that.
Mm-hmm.
It was also a, I think it was a, it was talking about STDs in general.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think it was about STDs.
I think that's what it was about. I think it wasn't. If you could call a monster an STD, it was a monster that got passed from person to person to person. But no matter how far you run away from it, it always comes back and gets you.
Mm-hmm.
You always still have it. You're always thinking about it in the back of your head.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was okay.
Yeah.
I liked the theater. We should talk about the nightlight more than that.
Yeah, it was good. It was a
nightlight. Really was so good theater. Cool.
I had a thirsty dog.
Yeah. Oh, I was driving, so I had a soda.
Well, I don't remember what it was. It had a really insane long name. Hold on, I untapped it.
Oh, what is? You have a beer app?
It's an app where you just like
Let's give a shout out to this app.
Put in beers. Untapped. UNTAPPD. That's another. They just remove the E's. They don't like E's anymore. I turned it on airplane mode. Whatever. I had
But it was good. I liked the theater. It had a couch in it. If you got there early, there was a couch in the front for you to sit in. We didn't get there early enough. Mm-hmm. We were just walking around on the art walk, and we got there like 5 minutes before the movie opened. So yeah. We were just like, what are we
doing? Weren't even planning on going to
No,
the
not
movie.
At all. We were like, let's just go in and see. But it was cool. I liked the theater. If I were to recommend the movie, I would say a one-time watch.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't care to see it again.
Yeah. It would just be a one-time watch for me. Mm-hmm. There are scary movies, though, that I love to rewatch.
Like what?
Disturbia.
Oh, man. Really?
What?
That's actually a remake. Did you know that? It's Alfred Hitchcock, Rear Window. Kind of like a remake based on...
The Crazies.
I haven't seen that one.
That's a remake also. It's where there's a town, like a town in like Indiana or Arizona. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
But Disturbia, I'd still call that more of like a thriller.
I think I like thriller more than horror movies. Mm-hmm. And I think I may say it's a horror movie, but it's really a thriller movie. But to me, it's almost, I think the best horror movies are also thriller movies. They're smart. Horror movies that are just, like, I would call a horror movie like the Saw movies, where they're just horror. They're just blood and guts and gore. But
it's all about shock factor.
Yeah, but what I like is like a Disturbia or The Crazies is kind of more blood and gory. Mm-hmm. But where it's more about the buildup, the story, the characters. Mm-hmm. But then I love comedy. When it's done right in horror. Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
Like, I love Shaun of the Dead. I love that movie. I love all those movies. I love Simon Pegg.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I was Simon Pegg.
Nick Frost and Simon Pegg. Mm-hmm. Have you seen
World's End?
What's it called?
World's End.
Because This is the End is the one with, like, Seth Rogen and whatever.
What?
No, there was... I was trying to... The World's
Paul
End...
Paul is the one with Seth Rogen.
No, there was the This Is the End or something where it had all like a party at Seth Rogen's house.
Where it was James Franco playing themselves.
Yeah, I always get those two confused, but I saw The World's End with Simon Pegg. Yeah,
it was good. I like all those guys. I thought they was good. Mm-hmm. He's going to be in the new
Hot
Mission.
Fuzz.
Oh, Hot Fuzz. I love that movie. It's so great. Go ahead. You get in. You had a couple stories you want to talk about.
Let's see. I always worry about the time.
I know you do.
I know. Okay. Hey, there's a mega slide.
I did see this. Let's talk about this, because this is going to be so cool. Pull up that map again. I want to see what road is that going to be on.
They said Buchner, I think. Hold on. It says in the article.
Okay.
Buchel Avenue.
Is that the one? Chris, is that the one that runs right next to the police station?
No, that's High Street.
Which is the one? It's at the
university. It's on campus.
Oh.
It goes down to Lock 3.
Oh, I see. It does.
Buchtel.
Oh, gosh. That's my lack of Akron knowledge coming out.
Oh, this looks Buchtel. So cool. Jeez. I've seen some of the pictures online when they do it in other cities. Basically, they just take a lot of tarps. And they make a giant water slide. They put like... blow ups on the side so people don't go flying into the streets. And then you said, I thought everybody, I didn't know that everybody just goes at once.
Yeah, it's just like they
just
keep
really
going.
Dangerous.
It does. Well, I was watching a video of them doing it. I don't know. I saw it on the news. And yeah, it's like everyone just goes at once and you don't have to bring like a tube or anything. You can just, you know, bare skin it, I guess. It will be here.
What's the date?
Oh, no.
You go ahead and look for it. I'll talk about it some more. Well, they're doing one in Cleveland also. I did see that. I didn't know about
Cleveland,
the
Youngstown,
one.
and August 2nd.
So is this
Akron.
What these guys do for a living? That would be an amazing
Just
job.
Just tour with a slide?
Ah,
take
I would
a slide
love
everywhere? That would be a lot of work.
Think about like 50 years ago, your grandfather. Like, think about if you were to travel back in time and be like, and be like, Grandpa, I tour with a slide. You do what? Like, what do you work as? And it's like, I take a slide from city to city. They think you'd be crazy.
Take a slide.
Take a slide.
go down my walker on the slide. Okay. It will be kind of pricey, though.
Yeah, we $15 per ride.
Right. Which is just, it's 1,000 feet mm-hmm. of slide. But $15, they got to make bank with that.
15, oh yeah. Oh, gosh. Are you but kidding you, me?
But like $50 for
all day.
All day.
But here's the other thing. You did say that it's like 1,000 people sliding down mm-hmm. on one slide dangerously at once. But I still think there's going to be a big line. It's got to be at least a good half hour wait. Plus, you got to mm-hmm. get back up the hill. And once you get down to the bottom of the hill, there's no conveyor system. There's no elevator. You got to walk. I bet you the line will start at the bottom of the hill, and you got to walk up the hill, and mm-hmm. then you get to come back down. And you're going to be out in the sun in your bathing suit, or not.
And it'll be wet the second time. And
yeah, you're going to be standing there chafing the entire time. You're going to get some horrible chafe going on.
Yeah, well, it sounds fun.
I think we should do it.
Maybe.
We should record us going down it, too.
August 2nd.
Yeah, like, get, like, a camera and hold it and be like, woo, the entire time.
One of those GoPro things.
Like a waterproof camera.
Yeah.
And get it right in our faces. And then we'll just stick the audio in here somewhere. But, yeah, that's coming. So what were the dates?
August 2nd.
August 2nd is when it's coming.
For Akron, yeah.
Okay, so August 2nd. So it's a Sunday. It's a ways away, but... Mm-hmm. Are they already selling tickets or
I don't know.
Like that?
I don't know if they do that.
I wonder if maybe you just have to buy tickets when you get there.
There's a bunch of different prices here.
You gotta get like a they got like a VIP green wristband sliders. For the one time or a purple wristband if you get to go all day or something like that.
I don't know what I mean? There's a VIP option where you can get a mouth guard, a tattoo. Not like a real tattoo. A T-shirt, a tube, drawstring bag,
see,
and a
you
hat.
Just said no tubes. Now they got people in.
No, that's
do people get the hurt at these events?
No, the VIP. It comes with a tube. I don't know. Maybe sign a waiver before you go down the slide.
I was thinking you're gonna have to.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I think you actually have to. Now that I think about that, I bet you do because if you get hurt. Plus, it goes through the city because they have to close down. I mean, you could probably, if you got hurt, you could, like, go up the ranks and just keep suing and suing and suing. You really could. So I bet you do have to sign a waiver or something.
Yeah, wow. I don't know. It still sounds fun. It sounds fun. Let's do it. But, yeah, bring one of those bubbles.
Yeah.
Go down it on a bubble that we cannot hit people in.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be the ones hurting other people.
We're going to be the ones wrapped in... plastic bubble wrap, just running into people.
Oh, that sounds fun. We'll be popping the whole way
mm-hmm.
down. Okay. How about some other news?
Okay, bring it up. I saw this. This is a sad story. I saw the pictures.
Okay, yeah, the Akron's Rubber Bowl Stadium.
Yeah.
Someone took pictures of the empty stadium.
Yeah.
But this article says a man, let's see, Bill Dunn in 2013 bought the Rubber Bowl for $38,000.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Like, that's like nothing.
That's nothing.
$38,000. The original plan was to bring a USFL, United States Football League team.
Yeah, semi-pro.
Yeah.
And I think they did. I think they found one. I saw somewhere that they did.
Yeah, well, they're planning on reopening it within the next, what, it said like 6 months to a year.
Yeah, I have never been there. I've never been to the Rubber Bowl. I've driven past it. It's mm-hmm. over by the blimp. Hangar and the Derby Downs goes right next to it. It's actually like one big complex, the Derby Downs and the Rubber Bowl. And Akron, you bought it, and before they built a huge stadium right here on Exchange, that's where they would go play their football games. But it was such a long drive that I think that was one of the main reasons they built the stadium right down the road is because it was just so hard for, and there wasn't a lot of parking, and it's not that big of a stadium.
Mm-hmm.
It really isn't. And it's really cool. It's built... From what I was told, look this up on Wikipedia real quick so we don't have to correct myself. But if I'm thinking correct, and Chris, maybe you can back me up on this, it was built out of into
aluminum
the hill.
Foil.
It was built into the hill like that, and then so they didn't have to build up. It's built into the hill, so it was easier for them to make
Chris,
it.
Chris doesn't know.
that's from where I remember, that's... why it's in that location. It's halfway in a hill so that they didn't have to build the risers up. So it sits in the side of the the Derby Downs right there?
I don't know.
We'll have to check that out. I think that's why it was...
Wikipedia doesn't say much about it.
We'll talk about that
later. But yeah, there's photos. A photographer went and took photos of the Rubber Bowl.
It doesn't look good.
No, it looks like it's in bad shape.
The field's pretty nice. I think the field's turf, though, so I think that's why the field's still nice.
Yeah, it looks good.
But the inside is not good.
Yeah, they want to reopen this in like 6 months.
It's going to take a lot of work. I mean, like, see?
Even the seats and everything, it just looks like it's falling apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can post a link to this article, and you can check out the photos if you really want to. It reminds me of when that photographer went into the Rolling Acres Mall.
Same thing.
And yeah, it's just depressing. I mean,
did you ever go to Rolling Acres Mall?
Yeah, I've been there plenty of times.
Really?
With the roof, like the skylight roof. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I grew up 5 minutes away from that place. We would go there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They had the movie theater up there. They opened the movie theater like in the last couple of years when Rolling Acres was actually open. But I have so many memories of that place. The toy store, the ice cream. That's where they had Blue Moon ice cream. And I loved it. It became my favorite ice mm-hmm. cream flavor. Yeah, but now it's
Blue Moon, the beer?
Blue Moon ice cream.
Blue Moon beer flavored ice cream.
I've never even tried Blue Moon.
I'm just kidding.
Beer. It might taste like Blue Moon ice cream. But now, like, the roofs caved in certain points. It was snowing inside the building.
Yeah.
But before that, years ago when it first closed down, looters went in and removed all the metal they could find.
Wow.
All the railings that were metal mm-hmm. are gone. You could walk. You could, if you weren't watching, you'd walk right off the top. Mm-hmm. And right down to the first floor, because all the railings are gone, all the sheet metal, I'm sure as much as the scaffolding and the wall supports, they just took everything. I know.
You're just not looking and you just fall off the top
of it. I know. It used to be, I did read this, and I don't know it exactly, but it used to be one of the biggest malls in America. It was the first one to, I believe, to have five stores attached to it. Like, that's the big thing. Like, malls are, when they build a mall, they try to get like a Macy's or a JCPenney's or a mm-hmm. Target or one of these other big staples to take one of the big buildings at the ends or whatever. And when it was first built, Rolling Acres, I believe, had the most at five.
Huh.
It had the one in the front, in the back, then the two, and then the three on the other side. I think that was.
It was such a long time ago since I've been there.
I used to drive by. There was a like a furniture liquidator store right next to it.
Yeah.
And I went there to bought when I got an apartment like 2 years ago. I went and I bought furniture there. And my buddy and I drove up and passed it. And it was so funny because I was looking for a couch. And mm-hmm. in the parking lot, it's just couches and chairs and tires. And people just go there and dump stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw a couch that was like, I don't know if the couch, like someone cut a couch, like the bottom half out, but it looked like the couch was in like a giant sinkhole because it was just sticking out the top. Like it was diagonal.
Oh, sticking, like the Titanic uh-huh, in a parking lot.
But, and then there was a pool of water around it. So I was like, did someone cut a couch in half and do that perfectly? Or is like that couch in a giant sinkhole?
That's Akron art. You know?
I got to find that picture now, but it was like almost sideways. In the parking lot,
the Titanic sofa.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What else did you bring up? You said you had a couple others.
Oh yeah.
This is a great story.
I mean, it's not great, but it's an interesting. I don't know why it's hilarious.
I think
either.
It's really funny.
Okay, so the president of Ohio University.
I thought it was Akron U.
Oh well, we'll talk about it anyway.
Okay.
So the president of Ohio University. Is buying or has bought a $1.2 million house.
Wow.
Which is...
Now, the reason why is why I think it's really funny.
Well, okay, so there's students and faculty are protesting it. And apparently the president has bats. Oh, gosh. Yeah, okay, so in the president's previous home, there were bats.
Yeah.
And they bought the second home to live in until they can get the bats cleared out, which most people just find a hotel.
That, or they just, I mean, maybe just try to stay I'm sure his first house was big enough they could have just stayed away from the bats. I mean, if he
bought, we don't know the guy.
If he bought, if his second house was $1.2 million, yeah. I'm guessing his first house wasn't that shabby, and it wasn't like they were sharing one room with the bats.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, this actually happened at my sister's house in Georgia.
Really?
They had a bat problem. And my dad, who owns the house, he called an exterminator over, and the exterminator looked at it, and he said, "There's nothing we can do." Because it was mating season for the bats. And you're not allowed to mess with bats during mating season. It's like a federal offense.
Really?
I don't know. It's just crazy. You're not supposed to do it. Because
they say the same thing with praying mantises.
Well, I don't think like bats are endangered, but they're like on their way out. Yeah. They're so 2013, you know?
Oh, so old news. I remember when bats first came out, I loved them. Now everybody likes them.
Everyone's into bats now. Jeez. Bruce Wayne.
Gosh. Bruce Wayne.
he just killed the bats, you know. Bats exploded after Batman. It's okay, anyway.
I'm really
trying to make this joke work it's not working at all.
Not at all. No, it doesn't.
Okay, so anyway, yeah. So if it's mating season, they just had to deal with bats in their house. Like they were not allowed to get rid of the bats.
And there's no way to lure them out. There's no way to scare them away. How are they getting in there in the first place?
You're like not supposed to.
Really?
Yeah, you just like not like pretend they're not there.
Bats take precedence over humans?
Apparently. Well, I mean, it's not like my sister's lives were in danger because of the bats. You know?
No, but that's like if we as humans moved into like a cave and there was a bunch of bats. And the bats were like, "Oh, these stupid humans!" And like the bat elders were like, "Don't touch those humans. It's mating season."
Why don't humans have a mating season, or do we?
Valentine's Day.
Yeah. It's like a scheduled.
It's like a mating day.
Or like an anti-mating day because people don't want to be cheesy. But yeah, going back to this house, $1.2 million house, and so people are protesting it because, I mean, if I was paying like tuition and spending all this money and pouring all this money into the college I'm going to, I'd want them to use it for the college, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want the president to be spending all that on his own house.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the article says the students' dollars, including tuition and fees, will help pay for the home's $4,318 monthly payments.
Sheesh.
I know. Holy crap.
Does it say how many square foot?
It doesn't. It's not.
Could you live in a big house? I can't. My apartment's tiny and I love it. Could you live in a big house? How big of a house would you want?
Nah, I wouldn't care. I kind of like those tiny houses. Have you seen those?
I love
like
tiny
the
houses.
One, like, what are they? 200 square foot homes?
I have not. But where, yeah, like, the wall folds out, and there's your bed, and then it folds back up, and it's the kitchen or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a documentary on Netflix
where
the kid...
The sink is attached to the bottom of the bed, and it just folds up and down.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just like, it's on a trailer, because apparently you're not supposed to have a building that small, like a residential building be that small. It has to be on wheels.
That's really funny.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I guess I like the space, but... If it's just me, I wouldn't want to live in a huge house. I need to feel a little bit cozier. I need to be snuggled up.
Snuggled up?
Why? You're letting me talk again.
I love letting you talk.
No one's ever let me talk for this long.
Oh.
That happened to Jerry on Parks and Rec, where they would just let him talk, and he's never been allowed to talk very long.
Which one did Chris Pratt start on, Parks and Rec or Community?
He was never on Community.
Where did he start?
He was on Parks and Rec.
It was Parks and Rec that he started off on. Is that show not going?
It's just ended a few months ago.
Okay, yeah. Was he on any of the last episodes or
mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, he was in the whole last season.
He stayed on.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. I thought
he's
in Hollywood.
Like a big A-list actor now, and
that's awesome.
He's
I can't wait for Jurassic World. I cannot wait for that movie. How about you?
I've only seen the first one.
What?
Yeah.
I did not know this about you.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you did. Because you keep trying to get me to watch all the
other
ones.
I remember.
Yeah. I actually watched it in a psychology class in high school.
The first one?
Yeah.
The first one's based off the Michael Crichton book. It's kind of different from the book, but mm-hmm. the entire movie's about, like, and the book, I should say, is about what is, as humans, what rights do we have over other animals, and specifically in the movies, in the books,
dinosaurs.
And do we have the right to play God and to mess mm-hmm. with their genes and do all that? And you know, the second movie, they were going to make the second movie before he even wrote the book, and they told Michael Crichton, wow. they were like, write something because we're making the movie. Mm-hmm. And I think he just helped really quick to, I think he penned the book really quick, and then he helped to do the movie. I don't know if he wrote the script or just something like that. Mm-hmm. But and then the third one, the reason why I love the third one with William H. Macy so much is because what they did was they took scenes that were supposed to be in the first two that they weren't able to squeeze in there, and they just gave it like a bullcrap plot for the third one. It's has nothing to do with the other two except mm-hmm. it's on the same island, and Alan Grant shows up. I forget that actor's name. Sam Neill shows up.
I don't know.
He it has nothing to do, but it has scenes from the first book and the second book mm-hmm. and from the movie that they were supposed to be in the movies, but they weren't able to actually put them in. Yeah, it's really good. But the fourth one, I can't wait for that movie.
I hope it's good.
You know what I can't also wait for?
What?
Lego Jurassic World.
What? Oh, like Lego sets or like a video game?
No, like the video game.
Yeah. You think that'll happen?
They already announced it.
I don't know.
Yeah, they announced it already.
I don't play video games. That's a lie.
Oh, I'm so excited for all of that. I think it's going to be great. Actually, I saw Fast 7 the other day. You mm-hmm. haven't seen any of the Fast and the Furious movies.
I saw Tokyo Drift. That's the only one.
That's actually a good one. A lot of people don't like that one. But I do.
Whatever.
But at the beginning of Fast 7, in the trailers, I should say, the Avengers trailer came on. I almost stood up and clapped at the end of it. And my friend and I was with my friend Cody, and I looked at him and was like, "Can I?" And he goes, "Don't you do it."
Those trailers are really good.
Yes.
Those are very good trailers.
Joss Whedon.
Yeah. Okay, so going back to this story, I had some commentary
tangent.
On this.
Go back to it.
Well, okay.
What story is this again?
This, the $1.2 million home story.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it reminds me of those where you hear about, like, pastors.
Yes, I know what you're going to say. Keep going, though.
Yeah, how they would buy expensive homes or how they would live in luxury. They used to have, like, a TV show, like Preachers of L.A. or whatever, where it was these pastors who had to go on this reality show and pretty much defend why they can get away with.
Why would they ever agree to go on that show?
I don't know. Well, they feel okay with it, you know, owning all that, being wealthy, rich pastors and everything. Which there was a pastor, I don't remember the Elevation Church. I think it is. I could be wrong. It's a big Protestant evangelical church. They're saying it's getting kind of cultish. I don't know. But anyway, the pastor bought like a $2 million home, and he spent like the next two Sundays defending why it's okay for him to have a $2 million
in his sermons.
Yeah, in his sermons. His next two sermons were about him and his two
Was it a Q&A session?
I don't know. I didn't watch it or anything.
Was it live streamed? I wonder if there's
video.
It's probably
out there, like, because, you know, they'll put like sermons and stuff online, which I mean we roll our eyes at that, but
I just did.
If you think about it, don't we all live in excess?
Really, Ben?
We do.
I mean,
this is my soapbox.
Go ahead.
No,
get on the soapbox.
But I mean, we do. We all live in we all have more than we need, you know.
Okay. No.
So like we can get. Which, I mean, I'm not, like, defending pastors, but it seems like that's the one profession, one job you
need to be humble.
Yeah, you can't be a rich pastor.
Yes. You need to be a humble mm-hmm. pastor that has driven the same car for a couple years. I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm. But there's times where people get angry at, like, homeless people for having an iPhone or something. Right?
Have you? That is one thing that we're going to talk about in a future episode. We'll probably devote an entire episode to it. We'll probably bring someone in, maybe from Haven of Rest. I know a guy who works down there, about the growing population of homeless people in Akron. Mm-hmm. There was a story about it a couple weeks ago.
But I've seen people get pissed.
Oh, yeah.
At homeless people or poor people for having...
Violent, even.
Having nice things sometimes. But if you think about it, I mean, I heard a story about, like, this girl who had an iPhone and people were upset about it because her family was poor or anything. But it turned out her brother, like, worked day and night to be able to buy her an iPhone.
I mean, it's the definition of don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah. And I mean, like, you're going to, you know, get on her case about owning an iPhone when she doesn't want to get rid of it because it was her brother put in a lot of work to get it for her.
Whenever I'm driving around and I see, you know, what do they call them? Panhandlers. I mean, that's a derogatory term, but when they're standing on the side of the road with their signs, you know, homeless, war vet, anything helps, God bless. Mm-hmm. There's this one guy that I drive past all the time, and he is singing. He stands outside and he sings.
That's
and
cool.
He says God bless you to everybody that passes by him. Mm-hmm. And I used to pass by him when I just got a new job, but like I like that. And I'm not saying you should have to perform or work, but to me it's always I would rather see them trying than just sitting there. And they are trying, and I'm sure, I don't know all the story, and I'm not judging any of them. Everybody has fallen, everybody has hard times. Some people, they hit harder than others. Mm-hmm. And, you know, luckily we have organizations like the Haven of Rest, and I'm sure and other ones around Akron that can help people get back on their feet. I've actually gone down and worked with Haven of Rest before with my youth group, and we've passed out lunches and sat down and talked with some of the people down there, and you know, it's amazing that we have an organization like that in Akron. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. They devote themselves to helping those less fortunate. Mm-hmm. And I mean, this could be a shameless plug, and I didn't even think about this, but like we're helping to doing a benefit. Our band, Copper Pennies, we're helping to do a benefit on April 26th. Mm-hmm. At Pilgrim United Church of Christ, we're doing a like a concert, and I don't know all the prices yet. We'll share a link or whatever. But every month, Pilgrim United Church of Christ up in the Falls does a free community lunch where they invite anybody to come in and they feed them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's run out of their pocket. They don't get grants. I don't think they even pull money from the church. It's run out of pocket by the people who do it. So that's one thing that I mean, that's why we're going to do the concert for him. And I mean, I'm announcing it here. I mean, I've announced it before, but that's on April 26th from 4 to 9. Mm-hmm. Food, it's a spaghetti dinner from 4 to 6, and then from 6 to 9. Nope, from 6 to 8, there will be the music portion, and we'll put on a great show. And then from 8 to 9, they'll do like a 50-50 raffle and silent auction. And all this is just to benefit the free lunch program to help those in need.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a degree in youth ministries.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit left-leaning in my theology and everything. We've talked about this, all this stuff. But that's what the church needs to be, you know? Yeah. The church needs to be a place where if people, like, think about a place that they need to go where they feel accepted and loved.
The first place that should pop in their head is the church.
Yeah, but it's not. It's not. I mean, I'll get on my soapbox
again.
No, that's
fine.
It's just like...
We could talk about this. We could, you know, it might be cool if we bring in some pastors and talk to them. Or I'm sure Akron U has professors that specialize in this and stuff like that. I would love to talk to anybody about that topic because I know exactly what you're talking about. For a while, I left my church. I had been going there for... at the time, like 20 years. I mean, since I was a little kid. And then I didn't go for like a year or so. And then finally, I'm starting to go back. And I'm seeing it through different eyes. Before, I was always helping out. I was part of youth. I was a youth leader. I was helping in the back with the cafe. I was doing nursery. And now I'm just going to church to go to church. Mm-hmm. And it's a totally different experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same here. I mean, like,
you've been church jumping for the past, like, 3 years.
Yeah. Well, when I was in college, you know, I didn't have a church that I went to steadily, you know?
Well, no.
The whole time I was switching churches. I wasn't doing it on purpose. It was just, you know, how it was happening. But yeah, all that to say, everyone lives in excess.
These are just two. I mean, I love talking about stuff like this.
Yeah.
And I'm making notes. I'm going to write down stuff right now because these are just future episodes that we can talk about. They're pertinent to Akron, and I'm sure we can find somebody that wants to talk about this as much as we do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 100% positive. I'm going to throw that out there. I'm 100% positive. Mm-hmm. We can find somebody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. But if you're a pastor, don't be rich.
That's what this all boils down to.
Right, yeah. Just don't have a lot of money if you are preaching God's word. Let's see. How are we doing on time? 45 minutes?
45 minutes?
It's about time to wrap it up. Hey, yeah. I had an idea for a little segment we could do. Ooh. Where we just recommend things. I feel like we've been just been doing that the whole time. But
kind of.
If there's like one thing.
This has
thing,
been a cool catching up episode. We've had a couple yeah. episodes to talk about us, and then we had a guest, and we had specific things we wanted to talk about on other episodes. But this is nice. We get to just catch up and shoot the breeze.
Yeah.
And
but if there's one thing that you like encountered, maybe a movie or something that you encountered in the past week
Fast
or so.
Fast and the Furious 7.
That you want to recommend. Fast and Furious 7, that's yours?
It was so good.
I don't know. I'm not into the over the top
Jason Statham versus
action.
The Fast and the Furious crew. It was so good.
Yeah. I'm not an action movie person.
And the other thing with that movie is it was very touching at the end. Paul Walker died in the middle of shooting that film, and
that's right.
Luckily his brothers stood in for him and through a work of CGI and camera angle shot from the side and the back. I mean, I was pointing out, I was like, that's not Paul Walker. But
you could tell?
I couldn't. I mean, I was watching for it. I'm sure if you weren't watching for it, you wouldn't have noticed. But I was like a hawk. I was watching. I was like, that's a fake Paul Walker.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end, there was a really touching tribute to him. And I mean, it just makes everybody think about the time they have left and blah, blah, blah. But I mean, it was a really, I'll recommend that right now. Fast and the Furious 7.
Okay. Here's mine.
Go ahead.
You get to nerd out on your Marvel movies and everything once in a while.
Yeah.
I'm a Nintendo nerd.
Okay.
I nerd out on Nintendo, especially
like
Zelda. And this past week, I finally beat Majora's Mask.
The new re-release version?
Yeah, the 3DS one. I bought the 3DS just for the new Zelda game they made a while ago.
Because you bought one.
Yeah,
because
for Smash Bros.
I know.
But yeah, then they remade Majora's Mask, and I never played it before, but... Yeah, it's
so you're recommending it?
It's a good game.
How long did it take you to play it?
I don't know. I think like 30 hours. It took me a long time. There's still stuff that I could do in the game to like 100% it, because there's like a ton of side quests and everything, and I've done a few of those. But yeah, basically, it takes place in 3 days, the whole game.
Okay.
And you just relive those 3 days over and over and
what?
Over.
What?
Yeah.
That sounds horrible.
No, it's really cool because like at the end of...
It's like every...
You started the...
like such a... I'm trying to think of movies that are like that.
Groundhog Day.
Yeah, I was just saying it's Groundhog
Day. Well,
it's
different because you do different things each time. But you you start...
That was what that Tom Cruise movie was all about.
Which
the one that just came out.
I never saw
where
it.
Where he was in a robot suit and he fought aliens and Emily Blunt was in it and she fought aliens. Live, Die, Repeat.
I haven't even
No, it's
heard
the
of
movie
it.
That when it first came out, it had a separate title, and I don't even remember what that title was, but it did so horribly in theaters.
They changed the title
when
of
they
the movie?
When they released it on DVD, they changed the title so
wow.
people wouldn't remember that. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah.
Correction, yeah.
Correction.
But anyway, Majora's Mask, it starts... Let me talk about...
I'm going to sit over here.
Okay. It starts at the beginning of the first day, and then... at the end of the three-day cycle, the moon crashes into the earth and destroys the world.
Wow.
And so your whole thing is you're trying to stop the moon from crashing into the world, but you have to keep restarting the 3 days. It's very dark and sad and amazing in every way. But yeah, if you're into video games or anything, play Majora's Mask on the 3DS. That's a really silly recommendation.
That's okay. I got a recommendation. This is not...
No, you only get one.
What?
Okay, one more.
I only get... Okay, then fine. I'm done with my recommendation.
No, just kidding. Just do one more.
No. These are... I got some events that are coming up. Oh, I was going to recommend events for people.
Okay.
I take part in the IHM. It's...
Wait. Did I say that right?
IHM? It's...
That's a school.
Yeah, it's up in the Falls. I can't think of what IHM stands for,
though. I don't know.
Immaculate Heart, I think is what it is.
I don't know.
Immaculate... Anyways... it's the Immaculate Heart Mustang 5K. That's what it stands for. But it's the IHM 5K. And I've taken part of it for the past 2 years. The third one will be coming up. The race is on May 2nd. I got a few. I mean, I wanted to give the shout out right now because so you can start working out and get ready for it. But I'm going to go back and defend my title. Last year, I got first place in my age group.
Nice.
Not like overall, but in my age group.
That's still awesome.
I didn't train one day.
How big was the age group?
It was 20 to 24, I think.
Okay.
And I think I was the only 20 to 24 person that ran, but still.
Dang.
But I'm going to go back this year, and I'm going to defend my title.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Get it.
And then
the other thing I wanted to give a shout out to, and this was less of a shout out, but more of a, if you're listening to this and you haven't been living in the world for the past 3 months, get your taxes done. If you're listening to this on Monday or Tuesday, hopefully not on Wednesday, get your taxes done. They're due next Wednesday.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I almost – not that I forgot about mine, but, like, mm-hmm. I was just putting it off and off and off, and finally I got them done last night.
Nice.
But get your taxes done, people. That was just one thing I had to shout out.
That's a good public service announcement.
Yes, get them done. Another thing that I wanted to say was we got a shout out on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
From the Wednesday podcast.
It happens on Wednesday. That's why it's called Wednesday.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Kelly and Jess are the two lovely ladies that run it. They've been doing it. They're on episode 7 or 8, I
think. I think they just released 8.
Yeah, and they're based out of Highland Square, and they're from the
thing on Facebook that I read about them, it was just, they say, it's two BFFs just sitting around and they drink a different wine every week.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking at some point if they hear this, we should do an awesome crossover.
Yeah.
Where we go drink wine. I hate wine.
I don't care for wine.
But
either.
We like should do like some awesome crossover of like Marvel and DC meet or whatever. We're totally DC. And we do like a big joint podcast or something like that where we all get like sloppy drunk off wine by the end of it. Let me tell you this one time Ben ran off the stage.
I did not run.
But yeah, that's one thing that but I want to say thank you to those ladies. That's so cool. They gave us a shout out on Facebook.
Yeah, thank you.
It's just so cool to see other podcasts in the area, other podcasters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not only there are plenty of other podcasts.
We thought we were the only ones.
I know, right? But like we're finding family and other people like us.
But yeah, I thought that was so cool.
Benjamin Rex Road, who was in studio with us last year.
Last week.
What did I say?
Last year.
Wow, that was a long, that felt like a year ago.
Well, this is episode 392. I always go to that number, don't I?
I know, me too. He's been talking with them. He works at The Akronist with our own Chris Miller.
What?
And he's been talking with them over Twitter and stuff. And they just seem like really nice, really awesome ladies. So at some point, I definitely want to sit down and talk with them.
Yeah.
And drink lots of wine.
Okay, you had a list here.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do.
I don't know. How long are we going?
No, we're not going to do the whole list.
Okay.
Okay, it's 20 reasons why Ohio is the most underrated state in the U.S., and it's on matadornetwork.com.
That guy looks like Chris Miller.
He kind of does, just with a big beard.
Yeah.
But so for the next 20 episodes, I'm going to read one off, like a cool, like,
whoa,
awesome fact about Ohio.
Okay.
Okay. Number one. I'm going to cross this off.
What? Can't people just go to the...
Shut up, Ben. Number one.
All right.
We gave the world the gift of flight.
You're welcome, world, and back off, North Carolina.
Back off, North Carolina. Mm-hmm.
The Wright brothers were born right here.
Whatever. So what, they flew a plane
Cincinnati
in North Carolina?
Cincinnati or Toledo, right?
We are the birthplace of aviation.
That's right.
We have, like, every astronaut came from Ohio.
Stop. Did you read my list?
No. That should be grouped with number one. Ah, whatever.
So next week we'll give you number two, unless you did what Ben said and you went and checked out the list yourself.
But that's if you look at like the coin the or like the license plates in North Carolina, they say First in Flight.
I know. We were birthplace of aviation.
Yeah, which sounds so much better than First in Flight. Okay.
All right, so we're gonna wrap up the episode. Let's give some thanks to the people who help us out to do this. As always,
background music while we do this.
Yeah, do that. You know what? Go ahead. Do some like. So, I feel like I have to like sing now. So we wanna thank you. As always, thank you to the Akron Digital Media Center. We work in partnership with them and. They helped produce the show, and the Akronists, they have promoted us before. And as always, their editor-in-chief, our producer of Soap, the man on the board, Mr. Chris Miller. Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
He's
always in studio with us, and he works hard to get these episodes out. So we want to say thank you to him and also to the Akron Public Library for letting us use the space. I love this room. It's so cool. But as always, thank you guys for listening. We'll see you guys next week and have a great day. Get your taxes done.